your left hand's thumb. Right? Right hand's index finger forward and left hand's thumb upright. And when I say switch, you have to do the exact reverse. The finger will come in and the thumb will come out upwards, and the thumb will go in and the finger of the other hand will come forward. At a time, only one thumb and only one finger. And the finger always has to point in the front and the thumb always has to point upright. Right? Okay? Switch. 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 Ek time pe ek hi thumb aur ek hi finger honi chahiye. Switch. 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 Hua? Nahi hua? Meri koi PhD nahi hai. What was difficult? Difficult kya tha? Let's try another version and then we will quickly find out what was the problem, right? This time, put both the fingers together, front, and when I say switch, dono ikattha andar jayenge aur thumb dono bahar aayega. Lekin rule wahi hai, finger aage, thumb upar, right? Switch, 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 switch. Easy? Abhi sab kar pa rahe hai? Yes? So the thing is, hum jab sochte kuch hai, बोलते कुछ हैं, करते कुछ हैं, तो मन हमेशा कंफ्यूज हो जाता है. मुझसे प्यार से बात करो तो मैं सारे काम करूंगी, लेकिन जब मुझे काम करवाने की बारी आए तो क्या बोलते हैं? प्यार से कोई काम? सो माई माइंड गेट्स कंफ्यूज वेदर लव इज गुड और बैड. एंड वेन वी हैव द सेम, वेन वी हैव सिंक्रोनाइजेशन इन अवर माइंड, our words, our actions, life becomes very simple. And when we start comparing, iska bhi ho gaya, iska bhi ho gaya, sister bhi PhD hai, mera hi nahi ho raha. When we start talking negatively to ourselves, what we can do, that also we will not be able to do. When we focus on ourselves and try to develop, we'll be able to do it. And practice, third thing is, practice makes a man perfect. So be very cautious of what you are practicing. Scrolling ki practice karenge, jaise bataya wala bhai ne, to it will make us perfect in that. So the details to fir hum samajh sakte hain, lekin in sab cheezon ke liye karna kya hai hame? Let us, this session particularly is to reflect on that. How to bring my mind to a state of calm? How to bring my mind to a state in which I can actually understand what I'm thinking, I can channelize my thinking. And to take us on this journey, I now call upon Sister Geeta Shetty. She's from Bangalore. Please welcome her. And let me tell something about her. She's very, very creative. All the creativity that you see behind the hall, it's all done by her and her team together. So a big round of applause for her team as well. And tonight we are going to meet all the Sevadharis, wherein Geeta Ben's team will also be there. So we will be having a moment to thank her. Please come, sister. She's a senior project manager at Bosch Technologies and she is specialized in designing autonomous drive assistance systems for self-driven cars. So... So she's a very special and very creative personality, and she is a meditation practitioner for more than 25 years now. Based in Bangalore, she travels extensively for conducting such workshops, and she has a beautiful setup for all of you which she is going to explain through this activity. So Sister Geeta.
Good evening, and thank you Vidhatri Ben for giving the context that how mind is most important for this reflection activity. So right now I want to ask one question. How is your mind now? How is your mind now? Happy? Alert? Curious? Relaxed? So is it already thinking about this session, next event? Or is it at ease? So I heard calm, relaxed, curious. So when was the last time that we were in pause without any agenda? Without thinking anything in your mind. When was the last time I took really a pause? Wow, wonderful. This journey, right? Apart from this, before you even joined this retreat, was there any moment where you took a pause? During? Okay. So your body was supporting you to create that pause. So now this reflection journey, let's take this reflection journey to explore how we can bring the meaningful pause at our workplace. Okay? We had here the pause, right? Sister was also saying we had pause at Amrit Vela. So how we can bring this meaningful pauses at our workplaces? This is all about that. And it's a very good, quick reflection. The next question which I would request all of you to reflect and not share anything, take your notebook and all of you take a moment. As a leader or as a team member, what kind of energy do I bring to my workplace? It could be any workplace, as a leader, as a team member. What kind of energy do I bring? Just write down, just write down. It's for self-reflection. And be honest. It's a workplace. The question is at workplace. Sometimes we carry baggage from home to office, office to home. Morning something happens, we didn't start well. What is that you're carrying to your office? The delivery didn't happen. What is that we are getting back to home? Just reflect. It could be even positive, it could be even something that needs an improvement. And the second question is, how does my state of mind impact my team? How does my state of mind impact my team? Because it quietly influences people around us, wherever you are. Okay? So this is just for your reflection. Now you know, yes, there are few which are good, positive, definitely okay. But I think you have written something that is needed some attention to improve, right? So let's see. So next, I would like to also ask this next question, where it need not be a self-reflection. You can also share this. The question is, if I had the power to introduce one simple yet impactful or powerful change in my workplace, what would it be? Something that can help simply your team to reset emotionally, to help regain the clarity, to come back with more clarity. What is that one powerful thing that, if you have a power, that you can bring to your workplace? I'd like to hear from you. you can say, and then we'll be taking these words. Yeah?
Calmness.
Wonderful. Yoga. Cheerful environment. Stay balanced. At ease. Fun. Meditation room. Work-life balance. Limited working hours. Wonderful. Appreciation. Wonderful. So is it all that you are expecting some from someone else, or you want to give it to someone else? Okay. Wonderful. So if whatever is written here, if I have to say that the calmness, that is the way where we pause within few minutes, wherein we can come back to our original form, what we understood yesterday and today about who we are, and also reset your thoughts, where you can balance yourself, right? The fun part, and recharge your energy, where you can take a right decision, and also return with the clarity. All these four steps, do you think all the things that you have mentioned will be covering here? Yeah? You all agree? Okay, wonderful. So in that case, we are here today to support you to bring the solution at your workplace, which is a Being Light, a Workplace Wellness Initiative. So we warmly welcome you to this initiative. And this is not just an idea that we are bringing. We are bringing an experience at your workplace. The experience where you can pause, reset, and return stronger. So welcome to this Launching the Light Room. So we all join hands to launch this Light Room concept. So a space where we need to disconnect, reconnect, and then recharge. So all that we need is a small corner space of your workplace. Okay, how it can happen, that is what we are going to show. So this is the Lightroom kit that we are launching. Okay, this is the Lightroom kit, and this is what we wanted to make sure that all your workplaces have one workplace called Sanctuary of Peace at your workplace, the Lightroom. And this is the Lightroom kit, and this is just a visual, and we also created one visual right across there behind the hall next to the global office. You can have a look there, how the room looks like and how this room can be transformed with Lightroom kit. So we have this Lightroom kit where we can also say meditation inbox. Okay, so what are the things that we have? And these are, this is how the box looks like, and Pragya Ben is helping us to show all the items that we have in this kit. So the very first thing, we are having this one point of light where it's a source where we can reconnect, recharge, and come back with clarity. So this is one of the thinking tool, or I would say, and Lightroom curated one of the element which is part of this kit. Yeah. And next we have, I'll go through one by one. Bless you. So we have this simple blessing card. Okay, we have a box like this. We have a tray kept. So we will make sure that we will set up your space in such a way that it is neatly set it up with all the serene setup, with all the tools that are needed for your reflection, practice, and come back with more clarity. The first thing is a blessing card. Sometime in the entire day, maybe because of some argument, maybe because of some kind of work dynamics, you might feel that, oh, I'm feeling low. You come back to this room, just pick the blessing card. You have one affirmation here. It is saying that you are kind. Just read it out, feel good about yourself, and then go back. So this is one thing. And then we have, sometimes we forget who we are, right? Solution card. So sometimes we forget who you are. Like, for example, someone says you are incapable. You are not capable of it. You are no more strong. You are not able to do. So again, come back to this room. Pick one card which is talking about who you are. You are self-confident. Then come back, take that inner power, read it, feel good, again go back. So this is one more thing. And sometimes you might also have some conflicts, misunderstanding, and you don't know how to deal. There is a room, there is a discussion happening, there is some inside lip movement is happening, something, the burst is happening, and I don't know how to react to it. So come back to this room. There is a lot of 50 techniques that are being here. It's called solution card. Yeah, the solution card has all the details, how to understand the situation, how to respond to it, and what is the thing that I have to apply. This is a solution card. And then we have the awakening card. So we have 6 themes with 8 cards. Okay, sometimes you feel I'm good, but what is that inner thing that I have? I have to awaken the inner awareness. Then you have 6 themes, like success. What is success for you? It's written. Just read it. Sit for a while. Pause, and then you can go back. So in a similar way, we have a leaflet. A small, just a minute. You don't have time. You have time to drink water, you know. So just 1 minute, there is a guideline. Just read it out. Pause for a minute. Whatever is written here, feel that. Go back. Yeah. So this is one more thing. And if you all the way you say, no, I'm not interested in all this, I'm not even able to pick, I'm completely low. So this will be already posted into that light room. You just go through, read it, and then sit. So every which way, whichever possible energy or whichever level you are in, we have this space created. And also we have a timeless calendar which talks about the most inspiration quotes. Like you keep it, you are reading, you are coming into the light space, the light room, you are reading this, and then you are charged. And also to create that ambience, we have a speaker, a small speaker which is set up for creating a soothing music, and also a diffuser to create that divine ambience. So this is the entire tool kit we are coming up with. And yeah, this is the diffuser. This is all the elements that is been curated in this gift box, and this is how it can look like. If the left side is your corner space, then you can convert that into this light room the way it looks. You can see all these posters can be pasted, and it can be in the corner setup. So we will help you to set up that way if there is a corner space, any space available. And also if you have anything like this, a small corner room, conference room, then you can convert this into a space like this. So let's all visualize how it look like. If we introduce how it look like and how it can help after introducing this into your workplace. So we'll
in today's fast-paced world, stress knows no boundaries. Whether in the office, a hospital, a bustling factory, or a busy school, the constant pressure can leave us feeling drained and disconnected. But what if there was a dedicated space, a personal sanctuary, just steps away, where you could pause, recharge, and rediscover your inner peace? Welcome to the Light Room, a physical manifestation of peace, thoughtfully designed to help you tune the frequency inside. Here, you'll find every element carefully chosen to support your journey to calm. Whether you need to overcome a stressful situation, find clarity, or simply reconnect, the Light Room offers immediate personalized tools. Gaze at the calming trance light, listen to soothing sounds, find guidance in our solution cards or blessing cards, or draw inspiration from the timeless calendar and meditation commentaries via QR codes. The Light Room is more than just a space. It's the physical gateway to a holistic wellness journey, being light. Once adopted, your organization gains access to expert-led Being Light, talks on topics relevant to your employees, and invitations to transformative Being Light retreats and workshops. It's a comprehensive package designed to truly care for the well-being of every individual. Empower your people, cultivate a culture of calm, clarity, and compassion. we invite leaders like you to adopt the Nitrum kit and embrace the Full Being Light initiative. Transform your workplace, foster well-being, and create a ripple of positive change that starts from within. Contact us today.
So let's join all of us to spread light around. So we are aiming to have 100 empowered workplaces in 2026. So I hope you all will join. It is built for the people and as a free service to the community. So thank you so much. And if you want to have a look about this kit, so it's placed at Digital Wellness Counter. So you can have a look. You can see all the items, whatever I was trying to explain. And then if you want to know more details, we have a contact details as well. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for, It can be done anywhere. Yeah, we can do it. Unless you give us a 10 cross 10, even a small space, we can establish this room as well. So for that question, so I thank you for reminding. Like when you are inside the light room, when you have all these curated elements or thinking tools, you can do it. But what if you are not in the light room? And you want some more things to help yourself to be paused, reconnect and return stronger. So I invite Dilip Bhai to give more details about it. What is that app that we can use for that purpose as well? And for the question you asked, that is a speaker. And in the app, we have a lot of music, soothing music, commentaries, guidelines that you can connect to that speaker anytime you want it and you can relax. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita Ben. Very excellent, innovative approach to help all of us, right? So I have a couple of questions. So by now, I think we got a fair idea. So how many of you think at least few minutes of meditation every day is very, very helpful or essential? How many of you think? Great. How many of you think meditation is very helpful for all age groups? Could be kids, young adults, old. Okay, pretty much all the members in the in this hall. So, like it was mentioned, when you are in journey, when you are in a place that you don't have any corner to sit, so we have developed a very easy, simple way to load a small app called Time to Meditate. So I'll just 1 minute of video, you can see and get an idea about this.
In today's world, noise is constant. Minds are restless. Hearts are heavy with stress, anxiety, uncertainty. This is why we bring you a special gift, guided meditations from the wisdom, personalized for your age, for your situations. Time to Meditate, a gift for you to use every day to return to peace. To return to yourself.
Okay, how can you access this? There is a application that you can easily install from Android or iOS App Store. It's called Time to Meditate, a time for meditation. If you can search from Brahma Kumaris, you can get that. And also we have a website, brahmakumaris.com/meditation. So you can access this. I'll show you in a minute how it looks to be. And yeah, you'll get a screen like this. Either you can choose how many minutes you want to practice meditation, or you can click on browse meditations. So here it will also give you a personalized meditation for you when you visit this, or depending upon the age or the situation you want to practice meditation. These are all audio commentaries, so you can put your headphones and practice these guided meditations. All of these are specially recorded by our senior sisters and brothers, curated, specially designed for, you know, audience like us. So feel free to go through and explore. It's available in Hindi and English at present. So more than 150 varieties of meditations are already available. Feel free to use it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Om Shanti. Yeah, Android and iOS. You can search for Time. Apple, yeah. iOS is Time for Meditation. You can search for Time for Meditation in Apple. And in Android, Time to Meditate. You can use Brahma Kumaris. Probably you can get that. It's recently launched. So, thank you. If you need any help, you can meet any of us outside of the hall. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Geeta Ben, and thank you, Dilip Bhai.